you know, it's in a drawer, you know, and you put it out and you don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yes, people, this is Franz Von. You're locked into Sounds Like This Radio on Sheffield Live. Big up yourself. I'm gonna go my way. Love!
always ask any guest on my radio show to recommend three songs that they just think. They don't have to be a favourite, because I can't do that.
Yeah.
But three songs, it might be something you're listening to at the moment, or something that you just feel is, oh, this is an incredible piece of music, you need to hear it. I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
No.
But I do it for me, because I'm like, oh, I want to hear three.
No, yeah. There are too many.
It can be.
Oh, so you heard this? I was listening, John Hassell.
John Hassell.
Yeah.
He's,
maybe as a father trumpet, maybe like he's a big influence for me.
Yeah,
how I approach everything. So I collect out his record.
Yeah,
I'm kind of coming like, you know, chillax for John Hassell right now. But in jazz, I like this artist called Chico Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Chico Hamilton.
Yeah, not too many people care about him.
But
this guy's from West Coast, only his own. Then he did so much of different things. He's so that's I collect out of his record.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's nobody. Some people care, but not too many people, so it's good to get
all. Can you recommend just one track for him?
The one album like the Chick 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 or something.
Chick Chick Chick.
Yeah. My father had it actually.
Okay.
And when I was young, like, what was this record? It's kind of weird. And that was my, I love that record.
Yeah.
Kind of big, but it's all like new, like UK, like include you guys also, yeah. Like all young guys, what they do, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it's not song, but
no, that's fine. That's
fine. Like, no, because I don't know how long you've been doing this, but you know, I started in early 90s. I heard in the Boston, out of Jamaicans in the Boston, like Bristol,
yeah.
Not as much, but they're doing a sound system party.
Yeah.
So I end up like going to sound system, like, because I know like sound system a little bit in Japan, but I end up this sound system, as this guy's playing something like really super heavy bass.
Yeah.
It's not really reggae.
Yeah.
So that's always like, besides jazz, so as far as music, yeah, that's kind of changed.
sounds like this on a Sunday. Through till 8 o'clock tonight. Don't forget at 9, you've got the night train, Paul and Steve. In the background, Mark Force, Prophecy, as Takuya was talking about his love of UK sound system culture. And we're going to hear a little bit more from him in just a moment. It's probably worth just mentioning that Cabal turned 25 years old last night, then returned to the scene of the first one at Yellow Arch Studios. Massive, massive shout out to Winston, Rafe, Pipes, Toddler, Coco was down there, Aziza J as well. So many familiar faces, had a great dance. I was meant to be going home about 9:30 and doing a swapperoo. So I kind of went in hard, like not just half a pint and 3.5 hours of dancing. And so I was kind of like, by 9:30, I was like, oh God, my hip hurts. Anyway, but the vibes in there from the off were going off. So big shout out to them. Absolute institution. And yeah, definitely sound system style with Ray's sound system sounding great. Although I'm glad I had my plugs in. A little bit more from Takuya. As I say, his album Pleasure Seekers is out now. I'm kind of like going back through his back catalogue. I've sort of picked up a couple of EPs and other bits and bobs, and it is all top quality stuff. Let's hear a little bit more from the man.
Yeah, I'm not so much of a traditional guy, but now, like, if you find something good and you can, I used to think like this capitalistic thinking, like all the future is always new, but it's things go like more like spinning, you know. Time doesn't go like linear. It's like,
especially now. I don't know if you saw the audience tonight. The range of age range.
Here in
Sheffield. There was people there who were. Yeah. Who were 19, 20, and the older guys at the back.
But, you know, as far as, like, you know, my favourite is Hive, DJ Hive.
Yeah, DJ Hive. Oh, yeah. He's incredible, yeah. He's played here many times. Big influence.
Well, after jazz, you know, because a little bit problem in the jazz when I moved to New York in the 90s, because the jazz was kind of finally died, sort of, because hip-hop took over.
Yeah. Also, of course, you were there in the 90s when the hip hop was taking off.
Yeah. Well, I think the sound of jazz, the vibe of jazz, went to everything, include the jungle.
Yeah.
Hip hop. So, when I went to New York, like, oh shit, it's not street music anymore. We went to the music school.
Yeah.
And it was like for the educational like program, and since there's money involved that, because education is a big business. So that was a little bit like, okay, that's not what I was I was a little too late for it.
final thing to ask you. Yes. Tell us about your new album, because the album, the album, Pleasure Seekers. Lisa Shaw's on it. She's a great singer.
Yeah, yeah. I used to. Oh no, that's the thing. Like, we used to the jungle party in the '90s, like 1996 to 2000.
Yeah,
good straight like every week.
Yeah.
Me and this guy Jojo Maya on drums.
Yeah.
Couple different bass player, Tim LaFebvre, like people from Giant Steps Band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, what happened in New York was maybe similar in England, but it was a phase of kind of jazz, acid jazz goes to kind of jungle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That time, you know?
Yeah.
So, we used to have every Tuesday party called for Prohibited Beats, and she was always the regular singer.
Yeah.
And the band, and Zulu Nation guys. TC Slummy, if you remember.
Yeah.
TC was, and guest DJs, you know, the New York DJ back then.
Yeah, yeah.
So we used to play every week.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, so like, I made that track like maybe when the garage kind of sound came to New York.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in the world. We didn't call, name was kind of vague, you know. Yeah. We used to call two-step, speed garage, whatever.
Yeah.
So there was certain kind
did that land in New York? Was it?
Not too much.
Yeah.
But I was.
But you were listening.
Yeah. I was listening. I was doing a remix for the streets.
Yeah, yeah.
That was great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we could become hero. So like, so I was listening that. So I was, let's make this. And we make those, and then, you know, things change, and I kept that song.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's finally came out.
We are like, yeah, it's great. Yeah. But it really works well on the new album. Like, I was listening, you know, the album as a whole is beautifully programmed from the first track to the last. I was listening to it, and I thought, you know, I'm an album listener. I like to listen to an album from beginning to end.
Yeah.
I like to hear the all the different
influences. Well, it's not typical. You know, I'm having sometimes to make straight
bass.
It's so many made, so I can perform with anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
So to make it, it's a little bit intimidated, you know. So you know what I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, and always try to my own take. So it's you know, but some people like, you know, Tim, those guys, they can just go for it because they just they just find it and they're just so excited, so they just make kind of their own version.
Yeah.
As a borrowing from the past, but also, you know, there's this time thing, But, you know, I try to make my music just like, don't think about, just like make.
Just make
drum bass, like.
Just make music.
I like, don't care about my creativity, just throw everything into
it. But I think that comes through. And I think, you know, obviously I live in this city.
Yeah.
And there's a strong crowd on a Thursday night to come and hear your music and hear you live. Yeah. There was an excitement in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I think that's because of the authenticity that comes through. You know, you're making stuff that you clearly, this is me, I'm doing this, you know.
Yeah, it's interesting, the DJ world, everybody want to be, well, first they want to make something like generic.
Yeah.
And just have a problem to doing it anyway, but the focus is like make that sounds like this.
Yeah.
But every time, you know, here obviously, like, especially back then, like from this guy to this guy and to back to Ed Rush and everybody, like, wow, this is different and And at some point, that was maybe too much for me because I'm kind of junglish too.
Everyone
breaks somewhere.
Yeah.
So I kind of stopped, fade away, but you know.
Yeah.
But it was always like progress, you know, so. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And thank you
so
for the interview. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Can I get you to do me a jingle? Yeah, you did do me a jingle. Big thanks to Takuya Nakamura. Check out his album Pleasure Seekers. This is the title track featuring Lisa Shaw.
Shape of an angel. The room filled with to say.
Right, Days Family, Brownswood Recordings, that one called Japan Greatly. Kicks. And I dug this one out for the warm up for Takuya the other night. Sounded really good. 2002. Remember it being a big tune at Bar Umber in London on a Monday night. Shout out to Ploozy. This was called Dark Jazzer. We'll be right back.
militant, militant on. Stand alone and no fear no one. Stand alone and no fear no fear no. Militant, 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 militant on. Stand alone and no fear no one. Beat them down like an African drum. Black man, African proud and that. Big boy man, a outcast and that. Different from the rest, yeah, my thing finesse from my mouth and I back my chat. Put a bomb, but one test is break them down like say we play Tetris. Yeah, so ancestors, yeah, they got my back. 442 formation attack when I'm on. Big machine when I'm on. Pull a deep end when I bust no gun when I'm on. Fully on beef, no quan. Sniper aim for the headshot gun. Run like we 200 meters. Everything black when I meet night creeper. Deeper, 6 foot deep undertaker. Later, send your soul to your maker. Black on black when I enter, they gon' know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they gon' know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Badder than Banabas, bad man war. Big machine make a boy go war. What the bomb at the tingle boss. No down for driver, Kasala boss. Wahala day when I enter danger. Pinocchio with the long nose ranger. Futuristic, the shot na laser. If you reach up a man in Asia. They go no saying I'm here on them. TV one not compete with Prem. Do my tingle and not send them. Who better than, who better than none? Who better than, who better than none? Who better than, who better than none? They go no saying I'm here on them. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. Black on black when I enter, they go know my agenda. Stand up tall like defender, bad man return to sender. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Another one on Fluid Ounce. The label's been going now for 20 odd years, and I don't know if they took a bit of a break, but they've been sort of putting loads of stuff out recently. That one's called Paul and Me, the Oliveira Sessions. Inside the last 10, 12 minutes of a later than scheduled Sounds Like This. I hope if you have tuned in, you've enjoyed it. Obviously, I'm back on the proper time, hopefully next week. This one's a brand new one from someone called Tara Clerkin Trio. She had an EP out, I think, about 3 years ago, and this is a brand new one from her. Thank you.
say this ain't nothing. Oh, and I ain't never seen these. Don't make me regret standing by your side. Cause if you don't make it special, then I don't own it. Yeah. So can you make it special?
Stephanie been in that space this evening. Okay, final tune for me coming up. You just heard Jenna. It's a really, I love that album. It's called The Pleasure Is Yours. Kareem Riggins and a singer called Liv. And before that, Tara Clerkin Trio. Yeah, and big thanks to Takuya Nakamura for the interview, the words and the music. Back next week. This is going to leave you with this one. Brian Jackson, Now or Never? Is it Now or Ever? I can't remember the name. Anyway, it's the album coming out on BBE, who are celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. And obviously, Brian Jackson, key collaborator with Gil Scott-Heron back in the day. And a lot of these tracks are sort of like new versions of the classics. And this one is Home Is Where the Hatred Is. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Don't care what